for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Yeah! Here he is for something amazing and over the top, Snake.
Yep.
Something snaky.
All right. So we've been talking this up quite a bit over the last couple of weeks. A lot to do with the fact that movie theaters are trying to reopen and they're trying to figure out if they should put these huge movies 100% in theaters, let them go halvesies with some of the streaming services. And that's kind of what happened with Godzilla versus Kong. And that's when we started really talking about it. And then over the weekend, it made tons of money at the box office. It did really, really well for HBO Go, to the tune of it being one of their most successful weeks ever since they launched, or HBO Max, I'm sorry, since they launched that product. And there was no doubt I was going to watch this. There's 100% chance, having boys that are 15 and 11.
Yeah.
And they have seen all these movies leading up to this, or I guess the new reboots of these movies leading up to it. And so they're really excited for it. I was out of town this weekend. They saw it last night. I watched it. Now, Danny, I cannot believe Danny came flying in here at a break yesterday and was like, "So I watched Godzilla versus Kong." I'm like, "What? You did?"
Yeah.
I did.
So I was really excited about that. I know Ty watched it over the weekend as well. So last night I sat down for 2 hours and watched this. Now, let me just say this. I watched it with my oldest. My youngest,
he'd already seen it, right?
They both had seen it. But my youngest was like, "You know what? I think I'm okay."
Oh no.
Yeah. The oldest was like, "I'm all in." So sit down to watch it. I had watched the last Kong movie made. Kong Skull Island.
That's where Kong lives, right?
That's where Kong lives. Did you see Kong Skull Island?
I am unfortunately not up to speed with my Kong films.
Okay. Let me give you a brief history of me and King Kong. I love King Kong. Ever since...
All right, we'll probably need that.
Sounds like such a child. I do.
I love Ferraris.
Yes.
And King Kong. And Army.
And chocolate milk.
I love King Kong. Okay, do you guys remember when the Jeff Bridges King Kong came out?
Yes.
And not Michelle Pfeiffer.
Jessica Lange.
Yes, Jessica Lange was in it. And there's always a damsel in distress and all that. And, you know, he's got to be somewhat ape attracted to a hot blonde.
In formal wear.
Right, dressed like, what's her name from Gilligan's Island? Tina Louise.
Ginger.
Yeah. But I loved, even back then in the late 70s, early 80s, whenever that was made, I was like, whoa, giant ape.
Right.
And anything before that, like you would see like all the 30s and 40s, the original ones that were made, and they're just trash.
Well, yeah, this was a dude in gorilla suit.
Yeah.
Or bad stop motion.
Horrible, yeah. So that was the first one that really resonated with me. But again, as a kid, I was like, whoa, that's badass. That King Kong is... That's one cool ape.
He's got it going on.
Yeah, and he had a soul and emotions and all that. I'm like, this is just a big guy. That's all he is a big guy. And so through the years, I've seen, you know, a smattering of the reboots, and Jack Black had one not too terribly long ago and it's always about, you know, scientists going over to Skull Island and they're going to study this area, and then they end up wanting him as some weapon of war, right? Or something.
Mm-hmm.
They want him. They want to get him.
Yeah, they can't just leave Kong alone.
No. So the original King Kong, or the King Kong that came out a couple of years ago, Kong Skull Island, the premise of it was really cool. It was set in the 60s or 70s. It was after the Vietnam War. And they go over there to Skull Island. And again, I'm not really familiar with Skull Island, but I guess the legend of Skull Island is more than just Kong. It's all these monsters that live over there, these creatures that live over there.
Are they sent there?
Does Mothra live there?
No. That's okay. This is where I'm going. Is that all the Japanese dudes? All their weird monsters live over the other side of the world,
right?
But Kong.
And there's only one way to get there,
right?
Sweet.
But Kong, you know, kind of did his own thing over there with all these other creatures. And in the Kong Skull Island, these Americans end up over there, and you know, everything goes to hell in a handbasket. But it's actually, Ty, have you seen it?
The first one?
Skull Island.
No, seeing this movie was the first chance I have jumped into this whole
thing. Okay, you almost have to see
it. Yes.
And you almost have to see...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I not do enough research really fully understand Kong versus Godzilla?
I think he's trying to tell us that we have to see two other movies to understand this one.
Do I need to read some graphic novels as well?
You need to... Hey, I got like a 9-hour podcast I need to give you on this movie. No... And you, of course you don't, because in the end it's just two monsters fighting each other. But the fact that I don't understand why they have to, I guess because the same movie company makes these individual films. Because you made Kong Skull Island, and then you made Godzilla, and then it's like, hey, let's have them fight. Because according to this movie, which let me tell you something about Godzilla versus Kong.
Uh-oh.
This is the worst piece of garbage I've ever seen.
My man, what did I tell you when I walked in there yesterday?
It is borderline unwatchable. I almost fell asleep like four times during a monster fight movie.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I've seen all of the build up, all the lead up films. None of it makes sense.
How was that plot?
What? I don't even get it.
The Hollow Earth.
What are they doing? That was never mentioned in the other movies.
That's where all the monsters come from, apparently.
So apparently, Bob, every monster, including Mothra and Hydra and and skeleton human, they all come from this area called Hollow Earth, which was just dropped on us by Hot Vampire from True Blood, who's the main doctor in this. You got to have a super smart doctor in all of these things.
Yes. That's kind of brooding and misunderstood.
Yeah, he's got to be.
And works in a basement.
Right, he's got to be hot and like, God, it's hot in here. And then you're like, oh my God, he's got abs.
Oh, you know, he's that shaved. Type of
guy. Yeah.
Damn.
Yes. But yeah, so they threw this idea that these creatures all come from the same place called Hollow Earth, where...
Is that the center of the Earth?
At the center of the Earth... It's not the core. It's basically another planet where monsters live.
Yeah.
And then the gravitational pull of Hollow Earth is such that the monsters got spit out onto real Earth.
Right.
By some portal.
Yes.
That was affected by the gravitational pull of Hollow Earth.
There's a lot of misunderstandings in this film. This is how I understood it, by barely paying attention to the dialogue, because Ty was right. If you aren't writing your volume, you have to crank the damn volume up to hear what people are saying, and then the next thing you know, a 300-foot gorilla kicks over a building, and you feel like your roof is caving in if you have any type of soundbar situation whatsoever.
I know. You can't hear
it's
the
like,
general conversation.
It's like, oh, my
conversation.
God!
Yeah.
So,
got a soundbar situation, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Bet your ass. So, Godzilla is making a move on a structure, and everybody's trying to make Godzilla out to be a bad guy, but he's really not.
Yeah.
So, they need to get Kong to fight Godzilla, not realizing that Godzilla's good. So, they're fighting the whole time, and then they realize that they're both good, and then they have to team up and fight Robot Godzilla.
Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah. What the hell was I watching? About an hour into this, I turned to my girlfriend and I said, can we just fast forward to the fights?
Yeah, because you knew a second one was coming up. It's like an episode of The Incredible Hulk, where you turn into Hulk twice, and so you fight twice. Or in Kung Fu, where David Carradine would always have two fights. You knew there was a second one coming.
Yeah. So
Godzilla fights Robot Godzilla.
Yes.
In the end. Mm. And at one point, because Godzilla's in Tokyo and Kong is in what? Pensacola.
Yes.
They have
Pensacola.
To drill a hole to the other side of the Earth and fly through it. Godzilla, Kong just jumps into the hole.
Yeah, he does.
I guess
because he knows sign language. Talk to him by a 5-year-old.
Oh, that's right. He knows sign language. And then this other group of people has to fly in a spaceship through this like they were coring out an apple to smoke weed in.
Yeah.
Through the Earth, and then they end up in Tokyo where they fight. And let me ask you this: How many lives were lost
in the fight between Godzilla and Kong. That's why I couldn't believe it at the end. It's like everybody's, you know, it's, oh, the birds are singing and music's playing and
right.
Kong and Godzilla do this thing and
they bro hug.
At the cost of 3.2 million lives.
At the very minimum.
Because if one of those monsters farts, the World Trade Center falls over, killing thousands.
Yes.
But you had to appreciate in that fight in Hong Kong where at one point King Kong gets his shoulder dislocated, and when they start to team up,
he put it back in.
He goes full Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
He goes up to a skyscraper.
No
and
way.
Yes.
Like
slams
Martin
it back
Riggs.
In.
And keep in mind, killing 27,000 people.
Yeah, he does.
Because the skyscraper just falls over. And look, they didn't evacuate Tokyo because they show ground scenes with people running.
Yeah. The people
there
dying.
There are people everywhere.
There's always a central figure of a child or a woman or whatever.
Yes.
Well, in this one, it's a little girl, a little 5-year-old
girl.
Drops
her teddy bear, goes back
yes,
for it.
Yes, yeah. The Kong helps. Oh, here you go. You lost this.
Right.
Let me smash this guy. And now let me hug you.
Right.
So this little girl.
For each step that Kong takes, 37 people die.
Yeah.
At least.
Or what about, I told you, freaking fire mouth or laser mouth.
Yeah, Godzilla's weapon is mouth lasers.
And what, that hits you, I mean, that knocks out a whole city in 2 seconds.
Yeah, mouth lasers.
So this little girl, imagine this, she has a mother. So this little girl has this connection with Kong, all right?
Okay.
And we learn about a third of the way into the movie in the girl's death, the little girl's death, all right? So the mother is communicating via sign language with her, all right? So the girl will just walk out to Kong, like just walk out in this crazy land that King Kong lives in, and he's like, oh, hey, Stacy, my girl. And he'll sit there, and then she started signing to him, and he started signing back.
Oh, how nice.
And so the mom saw this and is like, oh, my God, Stacy, when did you do this?
You can talk to Kong?
Now, think about this. This woman left her kindergartner with a monkey
that's
the size of Scotland
yeah.
long enough to teach him sign language, and she had no idea what was going on. Yeah. Hey, while you're talking to the monkey, I'm going to go to Sprouts and get some groceries,
right.
Okay? Have fun. You don't do that.
There's a sale on organic blueberries.
Right.
I'll be back in an hour.
You know, I know we don't have a babysitter. King Kong! You!
She gets along with him.
Yes!
And isn't it impossible to determine exactly how big Kong is?
Yeah.
Because at some point, he looks like he might be 80 feet tall, and at other points, he's 700 feet tall.
It is weird.
It's really
the scale
difficult.
Was odd.
Really messed up. And I thought the CGI was pretty garbage.
I mean, the fights...
Well, there was a... I saw the trailer.
Okay.
I gave this film 2 minutes.
All right.
It does look pretty awesome when the aircraft carrier fight scene that in the ocean.
The fight in the ocean? Yeah.
Another problem that I had. They're holding Kong back with chains that look like they're not any... Like the links aren't any bigger around than his pinky. And he can't get out of that, but he's supposed to take on a giant lizard with mouth lasers that can cut an aircraft carrier in half just with his tail.
Yeah.
That looks awesome.
This movie was effing terrible.
Here's what I don't get. You don't need Godzilla to prop up Kong.
Right.
Kong is Kong. You can figure out whether it's Kong goes to fifth grade, Kong wins a science experiment, whatever it is. There's enough stories with him. You don't have to combine him with... Godzilla is the lamest, dumbest character in the history of cinema. I've never liked him. I've never understood the appeal.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, I know. He's not real. Don't worry. We're not affecting anybody.
What about Alien versus Predator, though? Does Predator need Alien to sort of...
No.
Help him there?
I don't know.
Not
I didn't
really.
See that
Jason
either.
Versus Freddy.
Yeah,
no, you don't need the verses.
What about Batman versus Superman, though?
Yeah, it's different. They're humans.
No, they're all dumb. Stop making people fight each other for your dumb marquee action movie.
All I'm saying is, and I think everybody agrees with this, Kong is an emotional character.
Yeah.
Godzilla's nothing more than a laser mouth breathing idiot with a spiky tail. And by the way, when he's swimming, it looked fake.
Oh, gee.
It looked totally... I'm like, dude, you can't do any better than that.
You're saying Kong has depth and Godzilla is just another pretty face.
Okay, at any point, did you feel bad, either one of you, did you feel bad for King Kong and the circumstances he was put under?
Absolutely.
I did too. You felt sorry for him. Like, my wife was watching it last night going, he's just so sad. It's always sad for him.
Your oldest sat through this for the second time?
Second time.
And what did he say at the end of this?
Dad.
It was something. He kept calling Godzilla Zilla. Bro, Zilla's going to take down this town like you haven't seen, bro.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. What have you done?
Team Zilla over here. Love it.
Anyway, man.
Well, you guys have sold me. I'm in.
Tonight, 2.5 hours.
Let's go.
It's not two and a half hours.
Snake pits ever.
You got to. I'm telling you, though, you guys should watch Kong Skull Island. The first one, you would really like that.
I don't believe you.
I'm telling you right now. You need to pick.